With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal government still shut down, both sides blaming one another for the stalemate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The way out of this is for Republicans to finally roll up their sleeves and get to work.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Almost 2 weeks ago, the House did our job. In the House, we passed a common sense, nonpartisan bill to keep the government open. Republicans did our job. We had one Democrat join us there, so it was bipartisan. But every other Democrat in the House voted to shut the government down. And last night, 44 Democrats in the Senate did the same thing.
German authorities say Hamas members have been arrested over an alleged attack plot. Here's correspondent Charles De La Desma.
German officials say three alleged members of the Palestinian militant group Hamas are in custody on suspicion of plotting attacks on Israeli or Jewish institutions in Germany. The suspects are set to appear in court on Thursday. A judge will then determine whether the trio can be held ahead of a trial. Germany's federal prosecutor alleges they have been involved in procuring firearms since earlier this summer. Various weapons, including an AK-47 rifle and ammunition, were found during a recent raid. I'm Charles De La Desma.
A federal judge ruling some migrants held in Tacoma, Washington, can request bond hearings. That decision challenges a President Trump-era policy denying bond hearings for detained migrants. U.S. District Judge Tiffany Cartwright says holding certain immigrants without bond hearings violates the Immigration and Nationality Act. A former Democratic member of the Surface Transportation Board filing suit challenging his dismissal by President Trump. Robert Primus claims his firing in August was, quote, illegal. This is SRN News. Salvation Army remains on the ground a year after Hurricane Helene.
Last September, Hurricane Helene made landfall in Florida as a Category 4 storm, causing widespread damage in several states. The Salvation Army was one of many groups that responded with food and relief supplies. Personnel with the Christian Church Ministry are still assisting affected residents. Over the past year, the Salvation Army has delivered nearly 500,000 meals, distributed thousands of hygiene kits, and made 44,000 emotional and spiritual care contacts. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A recent opinion piece in the New York Post finding that while Charlie Kirk's mission had been to turn the hearts of young men toward family and faith, now Erica Kirk is taking that mission to young women. One woman says if Gen Z women continue to follow the moral guidance of the left, they will have a very difficult time. This is SRN News. Gold prices continue to soar to record highs. Here's correspondent Mike Kempen with that story.
The going price for New York spot gold has climbed to almost $3,900 per troy ounce. Gold futures have increased more than 45% since the start of 2025. Interest in buying metals such as gold typically spikes when investors become anxious, but gold can be volatile. The Commodity Futures Trade Commission has warned people to be wary, saying if you choose to invest in gold, you should educate yourself on safe trading practices and be cautious of potential scams and counterfeits on the market. I'm Mike Hempen.
Wall Street numbers for Wednesday. Dow Industrials up 43 points at 46,544. S&P was up 22 on the day, while the NASDAQ added 95. More details at srnnews.com.